Hey, welcome to the Learn, Transform, Grow podcast, where I bring you advice, strategies, and stories from my life, past clients, and the mental mindset work I do daily to help you flourish and pursue your ambitions. If you're ready to learn, then I'm ready to teach. Grab your notebook and let's learn, transform, and grow together. What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Reclaim Your Power. It's a very windy day, so if you hear the wind or my dishwasher going in the background because I'm in a very professional place, which is my kitchen, that's what you hear, but hopefully you can hear it. Today, I wanted to talk about a confusing topic for most people, which is intuitive eating. I understand that, you know, you want to lose weight, you want to stop binge eating, and this time of year, right, we're still in the new year, it's all about trying, you know, a new way of things or going back to what we have researched, and intuitive eating always comes back up. So I just want to talk about really what the heck is intuitive eating anyway, because there is a common misperception among people new to the concept and even to the people that have researched what it is. There's a misconception that it's just eat all the foods. And many intuitive eating coaches and influencers, especially if you're looking for answers on, you know, social media, Instagram, Facebook, what you read is, you know, eat whatever you want, whenever you want. And, you know, while there is some, and I say that, you know, very lightly, there is some merit, there is some validity to this. I think it bears some more explanation, especially when it comes to you when you're trying to stop your battle with binge eating, because there is a science behind it, right? And what's lacking on social media is that science, as well as there's no foundation to set you up so that if you are a binge eater, right, you can know what you need to do in order for intuitive eating to work. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because, you know, I started thinking about my journey again, and just I'm always going back into my past and trying to uncover different things that I've done so that I can make my program better every couple months, right? And I can remember trying the method of intuitive eating, and I did probably what you have done, right? You are on social media, you know, put in the keyword intuitive eating and all these influencers come up, all these big dieting nutritionists and all these people come up. And so you're reading their posts, you're reading their carousels and, like, you know, their number one tips, and you're saving all these things and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Or you're Googling what is intuitive eating, and then you're reading, you know, people's blogs that may seem credible, or you're, you know, going to different websites. And I did that. I did that for probably 2 or 3 months because I wanted so bad to just quote unquote intuitively eat, just eat what I wanted and let the weight come off naturally. But what was missing was the foundation and the knowing as to how to do this correctly, right? So if you're someone out there that's like, that's me, right? I want to intuitive eat. I want to learn how to do this. I just don't know how, because it's very scary. And I can understand that if you have the idea of eating whatever, whenever you want, makes you nervous, it makes you hesitant, it should. I was very nervous and hesitant. I've tried it a few different times and I was nervous and hesitant because, one, I still didn't trust myself around foods, which I'm sure if you're a binge eater, you don't trust yourself around eating just all the foods just yet. When you eat whatever, whenever, it feels like binge eating. So when you are eating whatever, whenever, your feelings of come back of I'm just overeating, I'm binge eating, this sucks. And it sends you back down the spiral of shame and guilt, which then again puts you back into another binge eating process, right? The scale might go up, right? And honestly, this is part of the process, but they don't tell you this. But if you're going in this blindly, the scale goes up, you feel like you failed. So then you go back on a diet and then you restrict and then you binge eat, right? You fear that weight gain. And there's a plethora of other reasons why you might be hesitant. And I want to tell you first and foremost that regardless of what program, diet, or anything that you are trying to re-enter to do or you're trying that's new, it's okay to feel hesitant. It really is, because what I have found, not only with my own experience, but working with other women, is that each person needs to find their own way through the process. They need to find their own way through the process of intuitive eating, since this is what I'm talking about, but they also need to find their own process and their own way through ending their struggle with binge eating, right? I know I say I have my 4-step process. I have this blueprint for you, and it does work because I like to take my clients through my process, but I like to help them find and create their own structured and personalized way of eating that allows them to slowly bring back in, you know, their troubled foods, their challenging foods, their forbidden foods. I like to take my clients through a journey that's going to help them in the very end develop and create their own, what I like to call their own food philosophy. Okay. And so that's exactly what I do. I will say this. I don't necessarily teach intuitive eating, if you will. I feel like that's just a big buzzword. But if you're curious on how to be an intuitive eater and what that structure looks like, I'm just going to go over briefly 3 steps today that, during this part of the 12-week program that I kind of go through. There's more steps to it, but in the 4-step process, there's a 4-step process, right? There's a 4-step blueprint, but then within those 4 steps, there's like other little steps that we go through. And so I just wanted to, if you're that person that's trying to do this and wants to know how to do this and how to do it with a little bit of a foundation, here are the 3 steps that you can start taking today. And so the first one is to take baby steps. Don't go from 0 to 100 right out the gate, right? There's 1 through 99 that you still have to go through, and slow and steady creates success. Okay. So you want to take baby steps. And by baby steps, what I mean is you don't want to just go full bore, right? And by full bore, I just mean you don't wake up the next morning and you eat, you know, cookies and cake and eggs and bacon and, you know, breakfast muffins for breakfast, right? You just don't eat whatever you want, whenever you want, right out the gate, right? This is a very slow and steady process, because if you do that, you are going to sabotage yourself into feeling like you're still binge eating. And then when you feel like you're still binge eating, you're also going to continue to take yourself on a journey of, you know, overeating. So baby steps are fine, right? You start by letting yourself eat whatever you want in a healthy way. So if you're going to a party, right, or to a buffet or out to dinner, right, one of the things as a binge eater, we kind of like to, because we're usually on a diet, right, we like to restrict things. We go to parties and, you know, we go out to dinner and we start to get nervous. Instead of doing that, right, instead of going full bore at home and everywhere else, just tell yourself, okay, you know what, this weekend I have a party. I am going to just enjoy the party and eat what I want. I'm not going to think about calories. I'm not going to think about a diet, or, you know, I'm going out to dinner, or maybe it's a buffet, same thing. You're not going to think about calories or being on a diet or what's going to cause you to gain weight. You're just going to go, right? And you're going to enjoy the food you love. You're going to maybe try some new things. And having that one little step, right, that creates a sense of trust within yourself slowly, right? And you can feel safe in a way that allows you to try new foods that you wouldn't have been faced with every day in your own pantry, right? So you're at a party, so you can try, you know, the shrimp cocktail and whatever that's not in your cabinet, and you've been, you know, that's something that you can't stop eating because it's usually on a cracker and you might eat too many crackers, right? I don't know. I'm just making this up. But that's the whole idea of taking baby steps, right? And when you do this, when you start letting yourself go once a week or at an occasion, you can find this practice to be freeing and fun, right? Because it does keep you motivated to keep going, because you can tell yourself, you know what, it was just that one party, cool. And then the next day, yeah, you might go back to your restrictive dieting and all these things, but maybe the next day you have another party or you go out to dinner and you allow yourself to enjoy that just at that one event, right? Your whole day might be the same behavior, but that party or event that's later on that next day can be your, can kind of be like your challenge for yourself. But that's a baby step, right? And the more you do these baby steps, the more safe you're going to feel and the more trusting you're going to get. So that's step one, just take a baby step. Step number two is one sweet or trigger food a day. And I talked about this in a previous episode, but you know, one of the things that I did when I first started my experiment with ending my struggle with binge eating that worked for me was I created a menu. And so when I say allow yourself one trigger food a day, I started by letting myself eat one thing that I enjoyed with a meal, right? I didn't do it separate from a meal. I did it with a meal. And then that eventually turned into two meals a day, then every meal a day. And then eventually I just got sick of it, but that's a whole nother structure on its own. But I challenge you to do that. If this is something that you're trying to do, you know, take that one treat you like, and let's say it's brownies, and you know that brownies are something that you enjoy at the end of your day, then have that brownie with dinner, right? So this way you are creating power, right? You're reclaiming your power over those brownies, over that cookie, right? Because right now, as much as maybe you don't want to admit it, but you truly believe that you are powerless over food, especially foods that are like, highly palatable, high carbs, high sugar foods, right? And if you're like me, you might take a bite of something that's sugary and then it's off to the races, right? Your quote unquote addictive binge happens. It's like, okay, I can't just have one cookie. I have to keep going back for more and more and more and more and more, right? But when we reclaim our power over those foods that trigger us, right? And we incorporate it into a meal, we are taking our power back. So that's something that you can do as well. And you get to learn how to enjoy that treat again, and knowing that, you know what, it's coming. It's not off limits, it's coming, right? I'm not going to restrict myself. I'm not going to deprive myself. I'm going to just simply eat this with dinner and I'm gonna move on, right? Because now your brain knows that food is available and that you can have it whenever you want. You can have it at dinner if that's when you choose. You can have it at lunch. But the idea is just having that one meal or that one trigger food with a meal and taking that power back. And then number three is honoring your body. And this one is a huge one. And this is what I don't like to use the word intuitive eating. I like to say, you're honoring your mind, your body, and what you have a taste for, right? So the number three is determining if what you're eating is honoring your mind, your body, and your taste. And this one takes practice, but with time, noticing these things will make you a quote-unquote intuitive eater, right? And so, you know, when you're making choices that are coming from, you know, your true self, and you're making choices that are coming out of love instead of fear, it makes food taste a little differently too. So there's three things actually that when you're trying to determine if what you're eating is honoring your mind, body, and taste, is does it taste good, right? Is this something that tastes good? Am I eating pasta, or am I eating, faux pasta, right? Pasta, zucchini noodles, right? Does it taste good? I mean, zucchini noodles are great, but if you're going to have spaghetti, you know, if you want pasta, right? I can remember making like zoodles for spaghetti and it just not satisfying me. And then I remember, which isn't a bad thing, I remember mixing real noodles with zucchini noodles. But all they did was trigger, like, when you try to fake yourself out, you still trigger your brain into thinking that, you know what, pasta is really still too bad. That's why I'm having the zucchini noodles with it. Pasta's not bad, right? So you need to ask yourself, does this taste good and is it satisfying, right? And so is it satisfying, again, goes back to the noodle example I was giving, right? Is it satisfying? Am I satisfied eating this? Is having zoodles really and truly satisfying me? Is having mixed zoodles and spaghetti really truly satisfying me? Or would I just be more satisfied if I had, you know, a portioned out one cup of spaghetti, like real spaghetti noodles in my spaghetti, right? So it can mean that. And then also, is it satisfying? It can also mean, does it fill you up and fuel you into your next meal or snack? And that's a huge one, right? Are you eating too small of a meal, right? And so what I teach in my program is that there's no such thing as too big of a meal, right? Especially when we're learning, because in order to binge eat, you have to overeat, right? This is how you learn. But you can eat too small of a meal, because that's a diet, that diet mentality. So is it satisfying? Meaning, does it fill you up and fuel you to your next meal? If the answer is no, if you ate just like a fourth of a cup of salad and a piece of toast, right? That's not going to fill you up to your next meal. So what happens is you're going to keep eating and eating and eating. And that is technically the binge eat, the overeating process, right? And then the third thing you can ask yourself is, am I choosing this food because it's quote unquote good for me? Right? So when I go through this whole process, right, there is the sense of good food and bad food that we have, right? So our meals don't have to look like chicken, rice, broccoli, a sweet potato, lean ground beef, right? Our meals can look like a hamburger and French fries with a side salad. It can look like two pieces of pizza and, you know, some French fries. I'm just throwing things out there, right? It doesn't have to be, is this the healthier choice for me? Because remember, you're honoring your body, your mind, and your taste. So if you're honoring your mind, body, and soul, and the pizza is what you really want when you're out to eat with friends, right? Or your husband comes home and says, oh my God, pizza sounds good. And then your brain, you're going, yeah, pizza really does sound good. But then you order a salad. That's not honoring your body. That's not honoring your mental capacity. It's not honoring what you really want, right? It's not the healthier choice. It's actually the unhealthy choice, because if you eat that salad, you're still going to try and find and pick at things to eat because you're trying to satisfy that pizza craving. So those are some things that you can think about as you start this journey or you restart this journey of intuitive eating, right? So it's taking baby steps, right? Go slow and steady. You don't have to just start gouging in on everything, right? You can take just a meal and make that your baby step, right? Like I said, go to a party and enjoy all the foods that are there. And then yes, if you go home and you go back to your diet mentality, that's fine. But as long as you're taking every opportunity that you can to just enjoy, right? Those are your baby steps. Number two is incorporate one trigger food, right? So eating all the forbidden foods at once only creates more binge eating. So eat mostly whole foods. Create that one meal that's going to incorporate your trigger food. Like I said, if it's a brownie that you want, but you don't know when to eat it, but you also know that the end of the night is a night where you really do crave that sweet sensation, have that brownie with your dinner. Heck, have two brownies with your dinner. That's perfectly fine. You just don't want to eat it separate on its own. And then number three is determine if what you're eating is truly honoring your body, your mind, and your taste. And again, this one takes a long time, but once you start to choose foods that are going to fulfill and satisfy you, and you choose foods that are based out of love and not fear, you choose foods that you are, that, you know, have no label on them. Like I said, remember, it's not about, you know, oh, for dinner, I should have chicken and rice. It's for dinner, I really do want, and it's going to satisfy me, a burger, beer, and fries. Then you eat the burger, beer, and fries. Because in the long run, it's going to serve you so much more than sticking with the safe option because you think that's what you should eat. So I'm going to end this, but I just wanted you to see that intuitive eating takes a lot more than just eating any and everything that you want, right? There's more to intuitive eating than just, okay, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to start eating all the foods. No. There are some changes you're going to have to make. There are some steps you're going to have to take, but as long as you stick with it, right, over time, your body will crave great nutrition. Over time, you will binge less, and over time, you will have peace and ease around all foods. And as a bonus, especially if you're doing this correctly with a coach, you are going to be able to lose weight and keep it off naturally. All right, you guys, if you need more support like this, as always, to feel in control around food, I encourage you to check out my program, Reclaim Your Power, to help you end your binge and overeating. Right now, I'm still giving a free 30-minute strategy call. And this doesn't mean that you are in the program. It just means we're going to have a conversation, talk about where you're at, where you've been, and where you'd like to be with overeating and weight loss. And if the program is something that is right for you, I do have a special gift for my listeners. I'm giving a $150 gift towards the cost of the program. But this offer is going to end on January 16th. So I do advise you to get a hold of me, social media at Erin Michelle, or yeah, at Erin Michelle Avery. You know, let's hop on a call and let's have a talk. But thanks for listening. And I hope that this gave you some type of clarity a little bit about how to start your journey, at least some part of a foundation, because again, like I said, that's what's missing. And if this is something that you want to continue to look into and use as a practice, I would love to give you that foundation that you need in order to make yourself successful. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.